Wednesday, the 9th of July. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, we have been thinking over the past 2 days about how God reveals God's self in our lives. So first we were thinking about how God reveals God's self in nature, and then how God reveals God's self through our ordinary lives, through being human. But really, we're building up to the big place of revelation, the place that's most important for us as Christians, and that is, how does God reveal God's self to us through the scriptures? How does God show us who God is through the Bible? So this is something that we Christians believe. We believe that the Bible is a divinely inspired book. The Holy Spirit inspired the writers of the Bible. And that the Bible is really a place in which we can encounter God. And when we're thinking about the Bible like this, it's worth just remembering the parts of the Bible. So there's a first part, which we sometimes call the Old Testament or the Hebrew Testament or the Jewish Testament. And there's a second part, which we sometimes call the New Testament or the Christian Testament. And who can tell me what's the big difference between the first part and the second part? Does anyone remember? In the first part, we're listening to the story of how everything came to be and how God's revelation came to the chosen people, the Israelite people. And a lot of that first part of the story is really a story about a prophecy that someone important is coming. And then the second part of the Bible for us Christians, the Christian revelation, Christian Testament or the New Testament, starts with those four Gospels, doesn't it? Matthew, Mark, Luke and John. And they tell the story of Jesus of Nazareth, of Jesus Christ. They are the story of the Messiah, the important person that was being waited for in the Jewish scriptures. For Christians, is Jesus of Nazareth, is the person who has come. He's the Messiah. And then we have the Acts of the Apostles, which tell us a little bit about the early church, and the letters of St. Paul, and then the book of Revelation, and they're all reflecting on this experience of this person, Jesus of Nazareth. So when we look at Jesus, we see the fullness of revelation in the person of Jesus. That Jesus is God come to be with us. So God's revelation is in and through Jesus of Nazareth. There's a medieval theologian who I quite like, Peter Abelard, and he uses this image. He says, imagine that you come across a tree that has been cut down so that you can see the rings of the tree. You can't see the fullness of the tree anymore because it's not there, but you can see how the tree looks. You can count the rings and see how old it is. You can tell from the bark and what remains something about the nature of the tree. And you can see right into the middle of the tree because of how it's been cut down. And he said, in a way, that's what the life of Jesus is like. We see a cross-section of what God is like. We get to look at something that we can understand. So we can see into the very heart of the tree. We can see into the very heart of God by looking at Jesus. But we can't see the fullness of the tree. We can't see the fullness of God. And yet we can know what that fullness of God is like in a way because we have seen the life of Jesus. The life of Jesus gives us insight into the nature of God. God reveals God's self in Jesus through the incarnation. Let's close our eyes now and let's pray. Lord, help us to really come to know you and understand you as you reveal yourself to your people. Amen.